Right, listen up. We're all trying to figure out where we can actually save a few quid, but I've got something that's genuinely decent for you. It's about your broadband. We rely on it for everything. For the kids, for streaming, and for just chilling out. But the last thing we want is the bill jumping up on you a few months down the line. That's why you need to hear about Virgin Media. They're doing something massive. They're freezing their broadband prices for 2 whole years on their 24-month broadband contracts. That's right, 2 years. So if you want to switch to the super fast, reliable broadband now, you lock that price in for the duration of the 24-month contract. And it starts from just €35 a month with no activation fee. That's a serious bit of value right there. And here's the thing I love. The reliability is guaranteed. We're talking full fiber broadband, speeds up to 5 gig and 99.9% reliability. But the real game changer is the lifetime Wi-Fi guarantee. It means your Wi-Fi works in every room, on every device, no dead zones, no black spots. And if it doesn't work wall to wall, they'll give you back €150. That's a guarantee. So go off the fence, switch a guaranteed speed, guaranteed reliability and guaranteed prices for 2 years. Virgin Media, it's playtime. Go loud. Looking back on the year that's gone, and I know for me and for Talking Bollocks, it's been a mad year. We went from being on stage at the Bar Gosh to actually being a man down. I know you're missing Terry, and we really appreciate that you're sticking with us while he recovers, but in the meantime we've pulled together this special bonus episode with some of the best bits. And how could we start with anything other than caterpillars?
Well, we've had an email, someone from the flats.
Oh, just that?
They've said not to give Terry the name. So they say, this person says,
can I have the name?
First of all, their first question is...
Don't give Teddy the name. What? Come on, though.
This is mad.
Well, grasshoppers are definitely real. They used to be in the dump in the flats where Terry collected caterpillars.
What? Nah, don't do it, because you can feel yourself going red.
Bugs like...
Collected caterpillars.
And they add, Terry, tell Terry to stop saying he's from... the posh block. His block was Dublin 1, but Betty's block is Dublin 7.
No, is it? Was my block Dublin 1?
According to this.
Your own neighbour hanging out the dry.
I didn't know that. I thought my block was... mine and Betty's block was Dublin 7. And the middle and back block were Dublin 1.
Is this sent in by... carlinepower@gmail.com?
Who is it sent in by?
Can't tell you.
Offer.
I can't tell you.
No, but this is your chance to do the sound effects.
Yeah,
go.
Put a good beep in.
You had a beep 2 weeks ago.
That was a bad beep.
No, it wasn't. I enjoyed it. As soon as I heard the beep, I said, he got
like
a promotion.
Jerry Springer beep. So I was like, beep. And you know he's at the same time.
That's aggressive with the ears. I'm not telling you who sent it.
What?
I'm just.
Because it's a reliable
source. I need our listeners to know they can trust me.
Yeah. He knows it's a reliable source, Terry.
I won't betray my sources.
The thing is, you're not even winking at me and giving me the nudge.
Did you collect caterpillars?
Me off camera.
Did you collect caterpillars?
No, I don't think so. Boys, I was...
Do you ever used to put beers in the bottle?
Do you ever used to collect beers? Yeah, I used to collect beers, but not caterpillars. Well, I don't think I ever seen a caterpillar, boys.
No, they're definitely real. Caterpillars, yeah.
Grasshoppers, on the other hand, I don't agree with. But here, they are from the flats.
Hey, you don't agree with grasshoppers?
No, they're not out there. Anyways, they know the dump and all. Yeah.
It's your neighbour. This
that
is someone who knows you.
Gonna have dart on me.
Yeah, that's why I'm out of them.
Send her all in. We'll have the crack.
The chat didn't end in that episode though. It went on.
Right. Let me talk about this.
Come on.
So, there was an anonymous person from the flats, supposedly.
He's had to go around knocking on doors.
Is this the caterpillar man?
Yeah, he said I collected caterpillars and I've never seen a caterpillar before. I know he went red last week.
The way you reacted.
He had to be going around ringing and knocking on doors.
I did my homework. So I'm in a group on Facebook, right?
Like someone owing him money.
Called Doors Estuary Flats 1980s, 1990s it's called, yeah? And my auntie Caroline posted into it, saying St. Mary's Place, the 2 blocks, the small one and the big one, Are they about Dublin 7? Please give your vote. I lived in the blocks and we used to say Dublin 7. And then look, last block and middle block, Dublin 1, the other two, Dublin 7. So that's at the making me sceptical of that person that wrote in. The only thing that keeps me thinking that they actually are from the flats because they said the dump. They're on the ball with that part. But they tried to say I was trying to act posh, remember?
Who else played in the dump with you?
That's where we all acted up. That's where you acted the bollocks.
Call Gav or Jerry there and ask them if they remember you collecting caterpillars.
See, if they listen to the episode and now they're going to sting me here.
Don't explain it now.
No. Hello.
What's up?
Quick question.
What's up?
Did I collect caterpillars in the dump when I was a kid?
Did you what?
Did I used to collect caterpillars in the dump?
Imagine how frustrated he is.
Do you know how much my family is over me, boys? Can you just imagine the phone call saying it on me? That was the final straw. I'm blocked. I'll never see my own brother again.
The family group now.
I'll never see my own brother again.
Was that Gav or Jer?
Gav.
Call Jer.
Right, cheers.
This is the best thing about twins. If one lets you down, you have another one.
Got a backup.
That's how over me. No, he didn't even ask a question.
I pray they're not sitting beside each other. Praying they're not beside each other.
What's up?
Where are you?
I'm blind, boy.
Right, quick question for you.
What's up?
Did I used to collect caterpillars in the dump, in the flats?
I don't know. What the fuck is wrong with you, Dave?
What? What did you say?
What? So what the fuck is wrong with you? Did they do that?
Right, well, I didn't anyway, so go on, I'll see you later, yeah?
Well, who said that?
He's snapping from you. Who said that? Somebody wrote in saying that from the flats to the bonus. You're on the bonus episode, by the way. Someone wrote in and said that I collected caterpillars in the dump or something.
Did you say
oil
in the bonus episode?
Say hello. You're live, bro.
Oh, I'm on the bonus, yeah. Oh,
yeah, sure,
your podcast is
shite. Go on,
say no more. He's going around blind. Who said that about my little brother?
Well, who said that? I don't know. Like, if somebody rang me, if he rang me and that was the other way around, I'd have said no chance.
Like, that's like when you used to ring people, aren't you my cousin? Yeah, see, he told us.
He didn't say no though.
How over me is Gavin? Yeah,
actually, you rang two people there and neither of them said no.
Yeah.
So we still haven't got proof.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
Yeah. You're still guilty.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's the shy thing, isn't it? Like, if I was brought to court and this, I'd lose, wouldn't I, if I went in with that as my evidence?
You have to prove that you didn't do it, 30, yeah?
Yeah. Anyways, I don't care, boys. Doesn't really damage the reputation, does it? Depending on the age, if they say I was 13, don't it?
Well, you brought it up, so I think it has got you a bit.
No, it did, yeah.
You could have left it.
No, it did, a little bit. Last week, when you called the question out, it sent me a little bit west.
Did it make it worse that I called it the Caterpillar King?
Yeah, when I seen that, because I hadn't even listened to it, and I seen the name, and I said, oh no, I forgot about that.
I was having a good day until I seen that.
Day ruined. Gav's ringing me back. What am I even asking him? What is even the point of this? I'm over it at this stage.
What's going on?
Why are you ringing me?
Yeah, what, you were asking me a question.
Yeah, why didn't you answer?
Your phone went dead.
Oh, did it?
Yeah, boy, what's going on?
We thought you hung up. You're on the bonus episode here. I have a quick question for you. Somebody wrote in saying I collect caterpillars in the dump when I was a kid. Is that true yet or no?
I can't confirm nor deny. But do you want me to let them know the truth?
Right, come on.
Yeah, am I alone?
Yeah, depends. It depends.
You definitely collected caterpillars.
Yes.
Anything you could get your hands on in Kale, you collected.
Right, fuck off, right? Go on. Anything you could get your hands on in Kale, you collected. What a quote. Just a little more.
And of course, Terence's attempt at Quizmaster over on TBX will go down in Talking Bollocks history. I'm still not over it.
Right, are you ready for your first question?
What?
Did you agree to the quiz?
Well, hang on, who's what?
It's a, boys.
These are all coming at the king. So basically, I'm involved in this some way. Owen doesn't want this smoke anymore.
You lost.
The king, you lost.
I didn't.
I won the spelling bee and the quiz.
This, hang on. Did Ireland lose to France when Henri handballed it? No, that got called into disrepute because the rules are broken.
Did Ireland go to the World Cup?
To France,
they did lose to France. Yeah.
Then why did they get 8 million off fucking UEFA?
They did lose to France.
Why would he compensate it then if there was no wrong?
Calvin.
Doesn't matter. On the record, yeah, I didn't lose. The game was called
lose.
Doesn't count as a loss. That'll get revoked. That will get revoked off my record now when this all
comes that's up to the listeners.
Right.
So
you're the one who was actually calling her out saying that we need to do it again.
I'm taking a loss.
Everyone stopped screaming.
We're all losing.
What's going on?
We're all losing in here. Wasn't even involved in a loss.
I quite like you as a quiz master. It brings out a whole different side of you.
I pushed her up enough. See me?
Phone voice.
You're a lot more thoughtful and measured.
Can we put some rules in place?
That's a half a point.
And someone does tell me. Someone does tell me what's going on. Are we doing a quiz?
Why am I here?
I'm setting the rules. Darden, you just enjoy. Right? Are you ready?
Should we probably just let people know who Darren is?
Darden is
the head of goal out.
The head of goal out.
You happy with that, Darden?
Who made the mistake of walking into the studio to say hello shortly before this began.
I was summoned. Terence needed a favour. And then he tried to bribe me to buy him coffee. And then he tried to figure out how much you'd have to pay me to go for coffee for him. And then realised it wouldn't be worth it.
It's not a bribe if someone says, I will give you money.
Things did not go out of hand.
Things got out of hand. You said some things that you'd be sacked over.
Perry, you offered £42.50 for someone to go and get you a coffee.
That's not a bribe.
Yeah, but it's up there with the man who buys a car when he can't drive.
It is. No, come here. It's definitely a poor financial decision.
More money than sense.
Why are you picking up for him? All the time, I spend more time with you than you do with him. And you're picking up for him.
Think about that then. What does that say about you?
Yeah, this isn't good, is it?
No, not really.
Right, can we establish what's happening?
Yeah, I'm going to put the ground rules down if you'd stop.
Stop what?
Yeah. Right.
Calm, stop trying to rewrite history.
Look.
You've got a real problem with rewriting history.
Calm, look at me. Teach ever do that to you? Can I speak?
No. So does the quiz
How did he become the quiz master?
Look at me.
Half
and the captain now.
Half point.
The half point I got for coming down on Yugoslavia.
You're starting off half point down.
Now listen to me.
Yes.
We're doing a quiz.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Between who?
You and Owen. I want the rematch.
How many questions?
I'm going to go forced to three. Last one was forced to five. That I listen back
to. Can we not have three each?
Three each?
I like the forced to three because there's a possibility that there will be more than three questions.
It took a while.
It won't this time because I'm prepared now. I'm after having a week of trying to...
Okay, fine, get on with it.
A week. You like that.
Half point down. He's about the half point down.
We're putting minus
it's
point
forced to three. Even if his win here is around point
five. What did you have a week doing?
Revising.
Revising.
I listened back. I was realising I was giving half points. I deducted on a point and all at one stage.
Where are the old lab? Watching
back
the footage.
Overthinking it, yeah.
I had the tactics board in the ship now. The dog on me lapping on. Right, I was ready.
Quadrant, triangle,
it was going first.
Do rock, paper, scissors. You're not allowed to hold your hand, your pucker behind
your back. Fuck's sake. I beat one at this. Ready, on. Watch this. So listen, it's 1, 2, 3, go. So 1, 2, 3, and then the next movement.
Yeah, I get it. I get it.
You never know. You never know. Right, ready? Let's go. 1, 2, 3, go. Yes, beat him again. 1-0. Calvin wins. I got undefeated at rock, paper, scissors.
Calvin. Master is going to ask for less.
In his head.
Less I'm talking.
Living. I bought a gaff and a half when I could be living in his head for free.
Calvin has won with paper. Owen picked rock.
Right, thanks for the commentary, Darden. I also beat you at Connect 4 before we come in here.
You did, but I let you win.
Stay something here. Calvin, you're going to go a point down if you keep getting in his head.
Ooh.
Not in my head.
The half point. Right, Calvin, are you ready? In there.
Go for it.
And another thing before we... Sorry.
It could be bedtime for someone.
Listen, before we start, now I'm making this clear. Here's the rules, right?
Could you use your indoor voice?
Sorry. This is the rules. If anyone...
You're in that voice, sorry, and shout again.
If anyone says, this is stupid, or that's an easy question, right? I listen, this is the rules. Point deducted.
No.
Owen!
No.
It's down.
No.
Owen,
you can't censor dissent. Right, you can't just...
No,
you can book it. You get booked for dissent.
Well, I don't want to be part
of
the
referee.
Quiz.
If the dissent is too much, you'll get booked.
Okay. Daniel Judge.
So the quiz master is such a...
I'll give him the wing.
You're such a useless quiz master. You've had to outsource
it's an assistant the referee. It's an assistant referee. He has to flag on.
You need to walk away now. There will be a dissent.
He's had to call you useless.
Let the referee begin.
That's right, yellow.
Not yellow.
Okay.
I've never seen someone get booked before the whistle. You got booked in the lineup.
Right, blow the whistle.
Right, here we go.
Calvin, which two countries declared war on Germany after it invaded Poland?
England and France.
1-0. Owen.
Yep. Solid start for Calvin straight out the traps. An easy one to warm up. How will Owen respond?
What is the chemical symbol for gold?
Oh, what a tough one.
You should know this, bro.
You don't know your precious metals.
Mm-mm. You keep doing it younger, yellow. He's thinking. And can I pause the game? I'm going to pause the game. I'm now just giving Owen time to think. I'm putting a pause in. There's a 15 minute second maximum. On
15
all
minute second
maximum. 15 seconds. 15 seconds.
Can't handle the pressure.
There's a 15 second. Can't handle the pressure. Am I panicking? I'm not even in it. I get nervous for you. He's playing on it.
He's speaking to the wind in his eyes.
We can't just have silence when Owen is thinking, so you need some kind of golf commentary.
No, commentate.
Okay.
I'm not taking that away from you. You're not even listening.
You just did.
You're not listening to me. You're my assistant.
Okay.
Listen. 15 seconds.
He's living this life, bro, isn't he? 15 seconds. All right, would I time it for you, sir?
Start the nail, please.
Start the nail? He's had 40 seconds.
Chemical symbol for gold.
I don't know.
K.
How did you not know this?
K is potassium.
I thought you was both would have got this. AU vodka. Yes, you know, it's in the gold bottle.
Don't drink vodka.
You don't drink vodka either, Terrence.
No, but he drinks whiskey.
That's not the same. Bro, you drink
whiskey. Right, can we get a recap after the fourth round, please? What's the score? Owen, what's the score? Owen, what's the score?
Have a wardroom. Have a wardroom.
That's poor sportsmanship. I think that should be a half.
Calvin, that's your first tick. Any more of that and you'll be booked.
So Calvin's on half.
He's going to put him down on notepad and I'm putting his number in.
A couple of ticks.
Yes. Right, you ready?
So can we just get clarification? Calvin's on half a point now, is he?
No, you got a warning. You got a warning.
I thought we all started.
He had a ward.
No, we all started off on minus half point.
No.
So he's on half point.
You're on a half point, he's right.
Well, at least I'm in the positives. I'm not in the negatives.
If that was the other way around, he'd have been saying, no half point before we... But I won't get involved. I already did, didn't I? Too late.
Come on, Terrence.
Are you ready? What's the hardest natural substance on earth? And I made this one harder.
Diamond.
2-0, but 1.5 to 0.
I want to just give them. Like, there, these are.
Darren, have a word.
Are we going to put up with this?
On any more of that, and you will get.
Darren, in fact, that's a legitimate.
Just go away. Go away. Go away. Go away.
I'm getting.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Periodic.
That's. We leave it there.
You're getting your periods with the sound of it.
Calvin.
Hey!
Second tick. Second tick for
how
Calvin.
Many ticks does he need?
Three.
If you straight him sitting card, in front of me.
If you got a yellow card, you lose a half a point. Red card, you
lose
a point.
Full point.
Red card for a point. Yellow card's a half point. He's 1.5 nil. Calvin.
No.
It's Owen's second.
Owen, what's the only continent where coffee grows naturally?
He is getting very hard questions.
That's hard. You, I'll book you.
Can't book me.
He's 10 seconds left.
Can I just
Owen, well, I'm checking there. Deep in the recesses.
Africa.
Yeah.
It was one or the other.
Neither of those are countries.
No, he said continent.
He didn't. He said country.
He said continent.
Check the tape. He said country.
Then why would Owen Brennan, if he said what country, why would Owen Brennan say South America?
And the assistant referee.
Yeah, listen to me, right?
You're dressed all in black like a referee as well. Or are you going to do a post office?
He's 1 point.
He's dressed like a lifeboat.
But I can guarantee you he's going to get a yellow card at some stage with excitement. Right?
He's one away from yellow. You've got two ticks.
Off your phone.
I'm quiet.
But on the phone.
No, he's not. He's not getting a yellow.
Very lenient.
Phone, that sounds like your question. The referee.
Who wrote the Odyssey? Calvin.
Oh, I know this.
Is the structure better now?
I'm going to take a shot in the dark. I'm going to say Joyce.
It's Homer.
Homer.
Oh, yeah.
Two boys got it.
Yeah.
1.5 nil still.
No, 1.5 to minus 0.5.
It is minus 0.5 actually.
Well,
you're close to being minus one. Just because
I haven't got any ticks.
My
own has no ticks.
No, but he got smart before.
Oh, yeah, I didn't get a tick for it though.
No, but we started on minus 0.5.
Owen.
Yep.
Why are you shouting at him? He's right there.
Suspense. And what year was the first iPhone released?
Great question.
He doesn't get this. The holidays at the new one terribly.
2008.
Oh, 07. I swear I'd punch you in.
I'm shocked.
Who declared war on Germany? Who wrote the Odyssey? He's a
game into disrepute.
On that.
Oh, was that middle one he got?
That might be the center.
And I just say, I would have guessed 07 there.
Yeah, well, it was 07 or 08.
Well, it was 07.
The bonus episodes do get out of hand.
DT from Wicklow.
DT?
What?
Girl,
boy. As in, like, Darren Tracy. DT.
Could be.
Or Darren Till. Could be Darren Till.
I doubt it, but go ahead. He says, if you could have any one Hollywood star be your sidekick, who would you pick? I'd go with Adam Sandler. He'd be good crack. He'd have some good stories. But he's probably not going to outshine me with the ladies.
Oh, yeah, don't
know about
that.
That's a good shout.
We'd beg the differ with that, boys.
Adam Sandler?
Pure fame alone, boys. Just get him the women in that one.
This could be a complicated one. If he's your sidekick, I think we can presume that's not going to be as big an issue. You're probably not... You can just presume that if you walk into a room, you're seen as, I guess, equally interesting to people in the room.
Mm. Right, so take that like celebrity status away,
yeah,
them as people and what they've done.
Just their company, yeah.
Yeah, right.
John Cena.
I'll take Kevin Hart on. Good jump, I like him. Good jump, he's 50.
I know why he's picking Kevin Hart.
Why?
Because he make you look taller.
Would help you.
I like walking beside people who are smaller than me on. I do. I walk beside them. I don't care what they've done in their life, what their resume is, world champion, kickboxer, the holder. If I'm walking beside someone, like, I'd kill you.
But you, yeah, so.
What?
6 foot.
Pick the particularly tall co-host.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
But like Tom Cruise over there, he is.
What a shame. Do you know what's gas?
You need
with?
Some platforms.
That's why, we let the cat out of the bag. When we go to Tiffany's, he gets his shoes filled.
Oh my God. Let's not.
Owen,
there's no substance to this.
At first I thought that was a joke, but your reaction is making me...
No, because...
Owen.
Because
why has he gone bright red? Why has he gone bright red? Why is he pink?
No, listen to me, Owen. Listen to
why
me.
Why are you crying?
This is defamatory. Oh, this is the boundary. If this is here next Tuesday.
How are we the same size?
This next Tuesday.
How are we the same size on stage? Same size on stage, but different size on paper. Make that make sense, Terry. Why is he crying? Never noticed that before.
Just listen to me, right? I'm only giving one warning. This is in on Tuesday, boys. I'm going to leave go loud in the nip.
You're here so you can defend your own reputation. Therefore, we are largely insulated from any defamatory
claim. That's good.
Come here. He had that up his sleeve there.
He was waiting on one of us to come out with that, wasn't he?
I've never heard that sentence in my life. Well, yeah, and anyway, it's turning towards platforms.
Oh, that's hilarious, that boy. Now, what's worse on? You know what someone...
Look, the colours came back in his face.
No, he's clearly lying, right? But, like, that sounds like it could be real. So that is at the killing me.
On paper, me and Tarrant's at different heights. On stage, we're the same size.
That's very funny, that boy. Cool. Somebody commented a few weeks ago saying Tarrant's is shrinking, right? On one of the posts. And when I went into the post, some pictures I look taller than you. A lot of pictures I look a little bit smaller. Some pictures we look the same height. So I'm like, why is that?
Your voice kind of quavered.
Yeah, I'm not recovered. I'm not recovered.
You went that color.
I know, bro, because you lied. What are you lying for?
So hang on. Is that like a lie detector? So like, you should bring you into sections and you just sit there, and when someone talks, if you go bright pink, they're lying.
Yeah. What would you lie about that? Honest? Like, do you know what's worse? How you just come up with that?
I haven't got the creative mind to come up with something like that.
Oh, you little tramp, yeah.
If I can come up with that off the spot, I should be out writing scripts. No?
It was good, I'll give you. It was good.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of your suspicious measurements, right?
No, I won't.
Yeah.
Defamatory. Go on.
This is not defamatory.
Oh, fuck. You're at the coming in with the seats, I can see it in you.
You seem to be packing on a bit of mass there.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah. You're gaining.
Yeah, at a quicker rate than I wanted to.
Rapidly.
Yeah, it's not. It's not. Don't start making.
Some might even say the substances involved. No,
not just hard work.
Just that's
just blood, sweat, and tears.
Just the grind, though. That's just the grind.
There's a shortcut in there.
I think, boys,
you're off to the suspicious training camp next week.
Yeah.
I don't like this, boys. Yous obviously, because I went out there, boys, and yous obviously gave each other the wink, did yous?
No.
Let's show in all. Did yous not know? Yous just didn't think here. Boys, I'll dance on someone in this studio then. Honest to God, boys, this is banging out water.
True towards me.
You accused him of juicing every week for over a year.
Oh, no. I know, but
and then decide, you know what? I'm actually going to try them steroids and see what I like. And look what happens. Busting through the door. On the verge of a juice fit here as well.
Yeah, on the verge. On that brink, boys. Yeah,
someone's getting it. I hope you've enjoyed this bonus episode. We'll be back soon. And in the meantime, during the summer, we've done a series called Talking Bollocks in the Country. We toured around different farms, marts, bogs, and even made it into the grave. So we had initially planned to keep this exclusive to TBX members, and we did. But because it's Christmas, we're going to release it all for you now. So if you check the link in the description for this audio, you'll see it right there. Take us out, Siobhan.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app. What you waiting for? Put your back in it. Just a little more. Throw your weight in it now. Fill your body up. Work it hard and slow. When you finish that. The Hypnoka. Long,